USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego man is under arrest, charged with killing one woman and injuring three others inside a nearby synagogue. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about the lady who was killed, 60-year-old Lori Kay.
It's unfathomable why this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful human being would be shot down. Her mother just recently died, and she came to services to be able to memorialize her mother.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
It was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
So the other evening I was working on my laptop on the edge of the bed and I just fell over. I just fell asleep, and it's these Giza Dreams bed sheets. And I snuggle up with them, and I snuggle up with my pillow, and my gosh, I've slept in a lot of hotels in my time. Really nice hotels, top quality, and none of them have anything like these Giza Dreams bed sheets. But don't take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, and you'll get 30% off and free shipping. Give them a try. What have you got to lose? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams bed sheets, and you can sleep just as well as I do. I have a wonderful night's sleep with my MyPillow and my Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan faces the largest wave of illegal crossings from Mexico into the U.S. in a decade. 100,000 migrants were detained last month. He says the southern border crisis is real.
I think more members from Congress coming down and seeing what we're facing at the border, they're realizing that something different is happening with this crisis. It's not manufactured, it's real, and we've got to sit down at a table and talk about ways to solve it.
McAleenan on CBS's 60 Minutes.
He is not going to dictate the format of the Judiciary Committee.
That's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler responding to reports that Attorney General William Barr may not show up for his scheduled testimony this week if Democrats stick to the format Nadler has proposed for Barr's questioning.
What we're planning to do is that after the members finish questioning for 5 minutes, the Democratic counsel will have half an hour to question and the Republican counsel will have half an hour to question. And that's a standard method of doing things.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's new warnings out about how much screen time you allow your kids. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The World Health Organization is coming out strong against letting young kids watch TV or play with smartphones and is pushing parents to help their kids to stay active and get enough sleep. Dr. Jennifer Ashton is the ABC News chief medical correspondent. She talks about some of the new guidelines that the WHO is putting out for children regarding screen time.
The World Health Organization falling in line with other professional organizations because every person who has a little person in their life is dealing with screen time now. So let's break it down. Their new recommendations, basically in keeping with other guidelines, but they're saying 0 to 2 years of age, no screen time, zero. From 2 to 5, 1 hour maximum in a 24-hour period. And I should also add, this isn't just about screen time. They're also making recommendations about sleep, saying that 0 to 5-year-olds should get 10 to 14 hours a day, and activity, up to 3 hours of physical activity a day. And most of the time, if you're looking at a screen, you can't be sleeping or physically active.
North Korea demanded $2 million for the care of American Otto Warmbier. The U.S. signed a document agreeing to pay, but National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Fox News, no payment was ever made.
It's very clear to me from my looking into it in the past few days, no money was paid. That is clear.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.